this is working. So everything's good.
Yep, that's what I've been saying. I mean, I was killing it trying to get it all done today. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from the VIP area and administrative offices of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports headquarters. I'm Tom. We all know the Master Bub. Good morning, Bub. How you doing today?
I'm doing really good so far, man. Just, you know, it is that, like, final SEMA crunch, and the car's still not loaded. Trailer's still not ready to go. Dually's ready.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. .com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the outlaw is loose in Abacoa. Robin and Layla running around down there. We're going to talk about a really cool paint party the girls have got going. That's coming up. It's really going to be a fun time, but I want to tell everybody about that, get people down there. It's great. It's going to benefit the Las Vegas Victims Fund. It's very, very cool. So Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695. Visit Miss Outlaw on the web, MissOutlawBoutique.com, and enjoy all of her social media where you, too, can purchase online. Great new things coming in, Bub, from Miss Outlaw Boutique.
Pretty sure we have a ginormous, greasy fingerprint right on the lens because it is blurry as junk.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, we can get up and wipe that off. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen.
Christ.
Let me wipe that off for you.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Now you're going to have to readjust the lens. Make sure it's facing the right way.
How'd we do, Bub?
I'll tell you in a second. Hold on.
Is that better?
You are seated fine.
This is good?
Look at that. There you go. Look at that cleaning process going
on
there, Bub.
Oh, yeah. Dude, huge.
Huh?
Night and day. You
why
guys should say thank you.
Why is it we can't keep people's fingers off the lenses of things?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Huh?
Anyways, listen, dude. It has been a day. You're talking about the Miss Outlaw Boutique thing. We've got everything going literally last minute, ready for SEMA. The car is ready. We actually had to, let me tell you guys, the pure size and width of this S550 Mustang is so big. I kid you not, it doesn't even fit inside of our enclosed 8-foot-wide trailer. That's a fat stand.
That's a really fat stand. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, Monkey in Paradise, a 2-time double gold winner right here out of West Palm Beach. Dead Monkey reminds you to please drink responsibly. Mr. Producer, you had a question or a comment?
Chris West said it was made it better.
Which one? Who's that?
Chris West.
Chris West said it made it better. Very
yes,
good.
Our view.
Hey, yes, exactly. Hey,
it went
Chris,
from McDonald's to 4K clarity.
Exactly, from McDonald's to 4K clarity. Chris, are we going to see you at SEMA out there? Our driver is getting loaded up right now. We'd really, really like to see you, Chris. We haven't seen Chris since he was here in the Palm Beaches.
No, we saw him California. In June.
We saw him in California in June.
Yep. That was at Boosted Bash at Turbo Nation
Boosted Bash. Chris and us go back a long, long way. He is your black restoration finish sponsor, Bub. It's what you use. Solution Finish is what you use continually on all of your restoration projects.
That's right.
So, Chris, will we see you in... Yes?
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll be spending time with Chris there. He'll be at booth 24125, the Turbinetics booth, with us. I know we are going to... we'll go over to his booth. If Chris has got a booth, we'll do an autograph session over there with him as
for
well,
sure.
Man. Absolutely, as well. Bub, the SEMA car is getting all loaded up, man. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Precision Turbo Mustang is getting loaded up. There is a lot of attention on it. I was talking to Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers about it last night. Everybody's got their eyes on this thing, man.
Yeah, man, it's, the car's turned out really, really well, dude. It looks super strong, man. It's fat, it's low, it's themed. So clean all the way around, the front, the back, the sides, the interior, the engine bay, the suspension, the undercarriage, the exhaust system, the electronics, the audio system, everything is themed so tight and so precise. It's just like a well-dressed guy or girl. It is that clean, looks good, no flaws. I don't think you can literally look at it and be like, I wish I would have done this, or I wish, I think it's just well-themed all throughout. So looking forward to getting it out to California, I'm sorry, not California, to Las Vegas, Nevada, which is where SEMA is. We are in Central Hall in Las Vegas, Nevada, so going to be a good time in the Precision booth right next to Chevrolet. So going to be a lot of fun, man. Looking forward to it.
Okay, Chris is going to call me. Chris, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Call me on the cell, Chris. You've got my personal cell. Speaking of Las Vegas, Bub, I want to let everybody know Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and Miss Outlaw Boutique are very charitable people. Miss Outlaw Boutique, their heart, Robin and Layla's heart, went out to the Las Vegas victims. They're going to be doing something really, really cool. It's called a paint party, Bub. Mm-hmm. And what it is you come in. It's a really cool idea, ladies and gentlemen. It's a limited space, so I want everybody to get down to Miss
Outlaw. You do wine and paint.
you do wine and paint.
Yes.
And what happens is there's a $45 fee, very cheap when you think about it. It buys you a glass of wine, then you use the glass of that you drank your wine from, mm-hmm. and you paint it. And there will be professionals there, and all the supplies will be there, the paint will be there. So it's really, it's pennies on the dollar to do it. It's great fun. It's November 11th at Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108 at Miss Outlaw Boutique. It's a limited number because they can only hold so many. And then what they're doing is they're donating a portion of these proceeds yep. from this, after they pay their expenses for the wine glasses and all that, over to the Las Vegas Victims Fund, which is really cool because we will be there doing some charitable work here in the next week.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it's super cool that they're doing that, not only just from a fun and local, small, you know, Jupiter fun, small town gathering. You know, there's so much fun here. Everybody has a great time, super connected everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really cool just to bring people together locally, but also to go to an even larger picture, which is helping out others who were victims of selfish, freaking stupid acts, dude, of people out there. I'll tell you, man. We've got our stuff getting picked up today. 5 pallets full of supplies going to Puerto Rico. So we have all of that stuff
going out
down. Yep. So we've got, I mean, water, chainsaws, fuel, all the things that most people think it's already been a month past, but it's still so severe. I mean, most people still have nothing
Keys,
to their
Puerto
name.
Rico, everywhere. Yeah.
Everything, yeah. yeah.
Hey, Bub, question for you. You're a big firearm owner. AR-15s, AK-47s, bump stocks, without bump stocks, all the whole nine yards. How many of your guns have killed people?
Zero.
And why is that?
The guns don't kill people.
Guns don't kill people, really.
It's that simple. You can argue that debate with any freaking kind of douchebag you want until you're blue in the face. Fact of the matter is, it's all about the person behind the weapon.
That's exactly
It doesn't
right.
matter if it's a gun, if it's a freaking knife, if it's a switchblade, if it's a little Swiss Army knife. The right maneuver and the right job, you can handle anybody with just about anything. You can do it with a Bic number 2 pen.
You sure could.
Listen, you can kill anybody with anything.
That's right.
Your bare hands if you want.
Happens
all the time.
Do you feel politically, Bub, that the hundreds of thousands of gun laws that are on the books currently have made a difference in
criminals owning guns? No chance. That's all about the mindset of the guy behind the weapon. That's it. And you're not going to, no matter how many laws you put in place, until you find ways of getting inside of people's homes and getting your hands on those serial number ground down weapons that have been modified, that have gone underground, that have gone through criminal to criminal to criminal to gang, all that stuff, man, it's so washed out by the time it's done, you'll never, ever, ever have it under control unless you try to take them all. You're never going to find them all.
So, and you can never possibly get a hold of them all. I don't want to get on my political pulpit here, but I, too, am a firearm holder.
Right, so at the end of the day, if you take everybody's rights away that have guns, you're never going to get them away from the people that shouldn't have them. Who's left with them at the end of the day?
The outlaws.
Well, there you go.
And it's like they say, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
Kind of simple.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty simple.
And we see the tragedy of that.
I mean, you could do that in any arena. You can do it with guys that have loud audio systems. They may have audio systems that are way over the audio meter laws, but what are you going to do? Tell him to turn it down? He has it. If he's turning it up past the law, he's breaking the law. He knows that. He's the guy doing it. He knows what he's doing. It's his action. You can't control. You can't take his subwoofer out of his car. Same thing with guys that have 2,000 horsepower. Can't be doing 100-mile-an-hour burnouts down the street, but guys are going to do it, and if they get in trouble for it, that's their problem.
That's right.
They did that action.
There's no personal accountability.
No.
I remember in high school, Bub, back in 76 through 79, the guys would literally go out and hunt. I'm not a hunter, although I love firearms, as do you. You're not a hunter. The guys would go out and hunt before school, and they would keep in the back of their pickup trucks, we had what we called rifle racks.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally sat behind the rear seat attached to the rear window, right? And you left your shotgun or your gun right there. Nobody bothered that firearm.
Nope.
People had accountability and respect.
Yep.
Never a problem.
Yep.
So we're going to be out there in Las Vegas, too. We'll be right there at Mandalay Bay, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun time, Bub.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a full work week. We fly out Sunday. So we fly out Sunday. We come back Friday. We actually come back Saturday morning. So Sunday to Saturday. We are going to have BEM shut because the entire crew is going out. We are still going to have security on staff here, making sure all the client rides are taken care of and covered. But we are going to be out of town. We are going to be doing the show. It's going to be insane. On top of all of the client rides we have going on, the SEMA bill just turned out phenomenal, dude.
Oh.
We've had television production shoot it. We have had two magazines shoot it. We have had Let's see, we've done live photo shoots with the car, we've done social media exposure with the car, so we have already done all of those things. The thing hasn't even been unveiled yet, so it shows you how much strength this thing is bringing to the table. We have three more magazine publications shooting the car once it's out in Vegas at SEMA, so that's looking fun, and then you never know who you're going to meet out there. SEMA is literally, if you want to go and build your brand, that is the place to do it. If you burn something hot, you are going to do it. That's your make or break. You have 1 year to do it. Every year it comes, you have that whole year to prepare for it. You have to go out there with your strongest foot forward and just put it all out on the table.
And you know, the fun thing is you have the VIP parties and the green room gatherings, and that's where you get to intermingle with all the great people, man, the other minds, the other intellects. And certainly, you know, every one of these people out there respect us, respect you for what you build and bring to the table. It's just incredible.
Well, everybody, you know, it's really what sets the industry trend, you know, for the following year and years to come. And even going backwards, because, you know, for example, like, even though we're bringing the latest and greatest to the table from all these products and sponsors that have sent us all their product to the car, the S550 class, even though some of these products are being brand new released to, like, the 2017 year, so that, like, the mass production just now got their hands on them, unveiling some of these products, especially at SEMA, for example, this the turbocharger that is on the main reason we
built this car.
It's
the only one like it in the world.
It's the only one like it. It's the only turbocharger on it. It's the first one, but it is now going to be released at SEMA this year for the mass production to buy it from
this date
on.
Only because you made it work.
Right, but it's from this date onward. What I'm getting at is that it also falls backwards by, let's see, 2.5 years, because it does fit all of the S550 2.3 EcoBoosts, which go back to 2015.
Retrofits.
So it not only starts off the future forward, but also goes backwards in the fact that there's already been this model line out there and available. So all these guys out there can not only go to SEMA to learn the best, newest, but also get their hands on something that they can upgrade their oldest with.
You know what the hardest part about being away is?
What?
I mean, you're out at home, you're not with the girls, but little man.
He's just going to be hanging out, dude.
Little man.
Yeah, he'll be hanging out.
Little man, you getting hungry? You know he is.
He knows. So a lot of good stuff going on. So we've been cranking out, getting everything ready. We actually had to put the stock wheels and tires back on the Mustang.
To get it in the trailer.
The extra 8 inches of width on either side of this car did not let it fit in the trailer.
Are the fender flares going to stay?
Fender flares will stay, yep. Those,
how about
because
the carbon fiber side?
Because the way I've got those tapered going down, those do fit in between the wheel wells, the wheel tubs of the inside of the trailer, so that'll be fine there. We'll send you guys an Instagram of that car later. We'll do an Instagram of it once it's loaded, probably just here after lunch, 12, 1:30 or 1 or so Eastern Standard Time. We'll do an Instagram of that so you guys can see it. Hopefully it'll work. We've been on the phone with Verizon for, again, 2+ hours this morning.
Because of their screw-ups.
Jesus, man. So we're dealing with that, trying to get our cell tower back up in this area. So finally we may have something for you guys. We'll be able to start doing remote live filming, so we'll have a lot of fun with that as well.
I can't wait, Bub. It's going to be a very fun thing. Tomorrow on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bubba style from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can watch us on the Bubba's Facebook, Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page, or you can listen to us live on Blog Talk Radio. And I put that link up on all of the Facebook pages as well.
Yep.
By the way, Bub, stunning after working with Amy and Jay over at Blog Talk Radio over the course of the past past week, revamping some of the marketing and social media approaches. The highest ratings we've ever received in one day last night. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, man, good stuff. It's you know, everything's taken off and taken over right now in terms of social media being out there for you guys, all of our friends, our fans, our other builders that are in the industry that we consider really close friends. We're going to be hooking up with a lot of big names in the industry out in SEMA, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to that. Just going around to all of our sponsors and saying thank you for everything that they've done for not only us at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, but just the entire automotive industry, you know, because we were able to put together something well-themed and, you know, so attractive and so strong in its overall that's going to benefit everybody in the end. It's going to benefit, you know, us, of course, at BEM for the exposure, all the magazine publicity we've got. In Jupiter Magazine has done full coverage on that car, literally full VIP media access since day one. We picked that car up in February of 17, so for the past 8 months or so, they have been doing, you know, articles and doing sneak peeks, and they've been building the whole thing up. So for them to have access to it, plus all the other magazine companies out there, the word's just going to spread, the car's going to blow up, and it's going to be insane.
November 18th, or the weekend of the 18th. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are, all the major sponsors will be in town on the 18th of November when we get off the air at 10 a.m. from the podcast. There will be a behind-the-scenes tour of our state-of-the-art facility, not to include the broadcast facilities here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It's a state-of-the-art broadcast facility that we do the podcast from. That's helped us earn number one ratings with the clarity and everything that we put forth. And then on the 19th, so we will allow the public to tour the facility on the 18th. Then on the 19th, Bub, we unveil to the public the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetic Precision Turbo SEMA Mustang for the first time for the world to see. They've got an average annual attendance at that Cars and Coffee event of about 22 to 25,000 people. We're thinking 40,000 people will be in attendance to see this car.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, man. You know, just getting it out there, showing it off. It's the thing's an animal, dude. It wouldn't have come together without everybody kicking it up the way that they did. You know, everybody really stepped up to the plate, and when they did, they stepped up and gave it an all. You know, everything from, you know, CPE, they sent us every component they had for the car. Steeda sent us every component they had. Watson, everybody sent us literally everything that they produced and offered. They brought it to the table and they brought it full guns, man. And the car, it shows in the car. When, you know, we've done pictures with it, we've done media leaderboards.
Doesn't
the
do
car
it good.
Does not even show this car off. You know, the 4K drone footage. Wait till you guys see some of the stuff that was done here at the Jupiter Inlet, right here a mile down the road from us. It's insane. It's pure beauty. But I'll tell you what, man, it just still doesn't even do it justice when you're trying to see it on camera, even in 4K quality, the highest quality you can get, more than the human eye can see, even when you compare it to just naturally looking at it in person, just doesn't even do it.
No, it doesn't. In fact, you know, the beauty of, you know, the sun coming up on top of the water, Bub, at the Jupiter Inlet, which, by the way, is one of the top 10 most dangerous inlets in the world to get in and out of with the boat.
Yep.
I can tell you firsthand about that. Between that and the car sitting there right by the water, just absolutely stunning, Bub.
Yeah, I mean, it turned out really well, so we're excited to share that with all of you guys out there. Stay tuned. SEMA goes live on Discovery's Velocity channel. That is starting Tuesday morning, so it is going live all week long. So if you guys do want to see some serious stuff, we are going to not only be doing the social media from our Bubba's Exotic Motorsports page, which is facebook.com/Bubba's Motorsports, where you're seeing us now. Also from our Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, all of our social media is going to be live on the spot from the SEMA show in Las Vegas, Nevada. So you guys will get behind the scenes, you'll get VIP shots, you'll get access, you'll get celebrity appearances, all kinds of things. We're going to be hanging out there with Nick Hogan, so I've already talked to him a couple times.
How's he doing? Is he going to meet us there?
Really good, man. He's tripping over the Mustang, dude. He likes kind of that almost like importy feel style with the wide bodies and the roll cages.
Yeah.
And the, you know, he's got that West Coast flair to him. Even though Dad lives out here on the East Coast,
he's across from us in Tampa.
So, you know, there's so much of that, but he's huge into the car world. He's always been huge into the car world. So I'm sure, you know, he's having a lot of fun with it. He'll see.
He's driving a 900 horsepower twin turbo Supra, right?
Is that he is, man. It's actually his first car. He'll never get rid of it, but right. He's got a line of cars. I mean, from drift cars, 350Zs, to his Supras that he's got, his GTRs. I mean, just a collection of really super high-end rides, just all fun stuff. So he, you know, he loves the theme of the ride. You know,
and Nick Hogan is Hulk Hogan's son.
Yeah.
And you know what? Hulk, you know, has been drugged through the mud, you know, in the media, mercifully, you know, and just like we have. But he and Brooke and Nick are just
well,
like
still
the
dominating.
They're just state of the art people, man. Good down home. You have attitude, little man.
Yeah.
Look at him looking at me.
He's just grumpy, dude.
Yeah, he's been grumpy. He's just a headstrong bully, man.
Yeah.
Right?
So a lot of hard work still left. We are going to finish up here at BEM today. You guys will see us one more time live at the BEM headquarters tomorrow. That's for our daily live stream that we do on Blog Talk Radio. You'll also see it here live on Facebook. So stay tuned for that. That's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you don't have your phone set up to automatically notify, go to the top of our page and click follow. It will send you everything that we do, whether it's photos, whether it's sneak peeks, live shots, live streams, anything you can imagine. It will hit your phone right away, vibration, notification, whatever the heck it is you want your phone to do. It'll tell you when we're hot and on the spot.
By the way, you can listen to, doing it Bubba style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, I mean, Blog Talk Radio. It's all out there, man.
Yep.
It's everywhere. Big thank you to Robin. This was his first week as our in-house producer. He's done a phenomenal job this week.
Yep.
He's really come in and up the bar for us. We went to four of the haunted houses last night on him as a VIP.
Yep.
He's doing some security work over there.
And that was at Fright Night, which is pretty cool.
Fright Night, on Southern Boulevard. If you live in this area, ladies and gentlemen, don't miss that. It's a fun time. Those houses were pretty good, Bub.
Yeah, man, really, really good.
Actors were good.
Yeah.
Did a great job, man. The props were good. The sets were good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I like the old washer and dryer where somebody had their head banged into it and there was blood all over.
Yeah,
I'd like to do that to some people.
Yeah, it happens.
How about that, Bub?
Yep.
Right? But we're going to jump back out of here. We're going to grab some lunch and get ready to get into the second half of the day because we have so much to do and get loaded up and ready to take care of. Look at little man over there. People can't see him off the set. He's certainly on top of things, isn't he, man?
Eddie. Right? Well, just keep on doing it, Bubba style. I'm out.
All right, Bub. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you, this casual, relaxed, laid-back episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. The lovely, lovely, beautiful Robin and Layla over there are killing it, doing a phenomenal job. Please join the paint party on November 11th over there. $45 gets you in, limited spaces. You're not going to want to miss that. Yes, Mr. Producer.
Chris, a while back, asked if he can drink the monkey instead of the wine.
Yes, Chris, you can drink the monkey instead of the wine, but you still got to paint your glass, right? Ding! $45 gets you in, gets you a glass of wine, gets you the glass to paint, takes care of all your supplies and materials, hang out with good people, the supermodel Layla Von Athey, the beautiful, stunning Robin, social fun people, and that money, the proceeds from that after the expenses are paid, goes to the Las Vegas Victims Fund, where we will be for SEMA Alley Leave Sunday. So please, check that out. Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com, Instagram, Facebook, all over social media. Good people there. Robin and Layla have done an amazing job for the very best in boutique apparel and accessories. Mark Hoffman, good morning, Mark. How are you doing? What's Mark up to over there?
He says be safe.
Be safe. Mark, we wish you were out there with us. It's going to be a really, really fun time. But we will be coming to all of you with, so set your phones to receive the notifications. We'll be coming to all of you from live from SEMA. We want to keep you close with us, just like we always like to do. Monkey in Paradise, a two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California, brewed right here in beautiful West Palm Beach. The Monkey reminds you to please drink responsibly. And finally, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very, very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Get shoes for somebody who may have holes in the bottom of them. Payless is cheaper. Give them a pair of yours, for example. McDonald's, if somebody's hungry, Chevron. You can buy power bars in there, everything that's easy. I mean, get somebody something cheap. It doesn't matter, as long as you're helping out and doing something positive. Let's remember we have a responsibility to the animals out there. Let's take care of them and treat them with the utmost of respect and love. Right, little man? You can't do enough for them. That's why he's so spoiled. I don't know what it is. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 9 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio and right here on Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page. Let's keep on doing it Bubba style. We'll see you at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be putting up the show topic. You are welcome to call in at 714-242-5166 and join us live on that show with your comments, thoughts, and topics. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's have a very positive afternoon. Let's keep on doing it Bubba style. Little man, how you doing, baby? You about ready to eat? You hungry, baby? Huh? You about ready to eat, little man? Huh? How about that?